Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, and so glad that you are listening, and I so appreciate the comments and feedback that I get from you. Thank you so much for taking the time to send me emails or send me messages on Facebook. And just let me know, too, if there's any topics that you would like me to talk about or if you would like to call in and ask questions, you're always welcome to. And we have been having some wonderful conversations the last, month, 6 weeks, something like that, and it about a program called I Am Beauty, which you can find out a whole lot more information at iambeauty.space, S-P-A-C-E, and it was created by some wonderful, wonderful friends of mine, Cassie Summers and Sarah Grandinetti, and we started off just having a couple of conversations, and there was so much to it that I was like, let's just talk to some different people about how the program, the I Am Beauty program, has changed their lives. So today, and you can find Cassie and Sarah, you can find them on Facebook. They're very active on social media. And if you guys would like to contact them and you don't remember any of this, you can always email me and I'm happy to put you guys in touch. So today my guests are Meredith Kellerman and Sylvia. Oh my gosh, Sylvia, I just completely blanked out on your last name. Oh my God.
It's Remington. It's great. Sorry. Just make up one. Make up a last name. Make it up.
Isn't that funny? Oh my gosh. And I knew Sylvia quite well, so that was hilarious that I did that. That's the joy of live radio. Like, you know, I don't have to go back and rewind and start over. So, you know, the show is aptly named Imperfect.
You so also know a lot of Sylvias.
I do. So welcome, Sylvia. And Sylvia, I met several years ago at an Access Consciousness class. And Sylvia, I absolutely adore. She's an amazing, amazing being who just recently became a certified facilitator. So congratulations on that, Miss Sylvia, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here and talk with you and your brilliance.
Thank
the imperfect brilliance
you.
Or whatever. I love it.
Right. Okay, thank
Wait,
you.
And then
I do have another guest who just has joined us. My producer just told me. So also welcome Meredith.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm super glad you guys are here. And so I was talking, where the I Am Beauty movement has put so many people together, like amazing friendships have been formed. And through this program, which just in case people have not heard my other shows, it is a program that was started as a Facebook group, and it's called I Am Beauty, and it's a free group that you can join and meet some absolutely amazing people from around the world, and they also do a 30-day challenge. And in that challenge, there's a lot of different questions that they ask, and you can answer, you know, just by yourself, or you can put things in the chat, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. And I love these challenges. I've done them myself, and they're always really interesting what pops up. And some of them can be quite simple, like take a picture of your eyes. And then some of them are like, if you could write a letter to your teenage self, what would you say? You know, and different things like that, that really are quite introspective and help you change your perspective on what beauty is and what it isn't. And so today, I know that Meredith, you just took one of Cassie and Sarah's weekend class, the I Am Beauty class in Vancouver. So I would love to hear a little bit, you know, share with people, but for both of you guys, like what your experience has been in the group, and then also what the class was like for you. So Meredith, would you like to start?
Sure. Can you hear me all right there?
Some yes,
of the funny
we can.
Streets of Vancouver.
Absolutely.
So the challenge was so interesting. Because, you know, I have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with social media, and that, like, you know, wanting to be on it, but not really loving that sort of selfie culture and the, like, the constant posting about what we're all up to and, you know, what does that really mean in the bigger picture of what we're all up to in the world. And something that shifted so dynamically for me with I Am Beauty was this energy of being asked to look at different parts of your body or you. And before I thought, like, oh, you know, like I'm good with myself. Like I love myself. Like I've been working on that sort of deep self-love for years. And when they ask you to take a picture of your nose or your hair or your feet, it was amazing to watch the ones that were so easy to post and then the ones that I avoided. And so the funny one for me was hair. Like I couldn't take a photo of myself and my hair until I had a, like, quote unquote, good hair day. And it was like one of the posts that took me like a week to do, because every day I was like, oh no, I can't. No, my hair's not good. My hair has to look good. My hair doesn't look good. So it was also really interesting to, like, where I bring this back to the social media thing is, like, we tend to think that's such an, like, outward expression of ourselves, but it had me look at, like, what I was posting and what it, like, what really is it about me, rather than just sort of, like, posting because I think I look good in something. It was like, you really kind of had to get over that and just be like, this is my nose. I love my nose. This is my hair. It looks like this today. So it shifted that we can just, like, love every part of our body. It's not such a thing of, like, yeah, I love myself. I feel good. It's like, I love my nose. I love my hair. I love my feet. And it's like it created this space of just being able to share that and then loving what I see other people post now on social media instead of being in judgment of it.
Mm. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And what about for you, Sylvia?
Oh, yes. Oh, and thank you, Meredith. That was so, like, wonderful. I was, like, relaxing and listening. I was like, this is so wonderful. yeah, for me, so I did the I Am Beauty challenge. I've done it a few times, and it's, like you said, 30 days of, they have these different challenges, like what Meredith was saying was take a picture of this. And I had a very similar thing occur where there were things that, like, of course I'll take a picture of that because I like that about me. And then there were things that came up that I realized, it's funny, I realized I had separated my body and being into pieces, like, these are the pieces and parts of me I really like, and these are the pieces that I judge harshly and that I figure the rest of the world's going to judge. And what I really loved about the community is, so the area for me that was just really like a hard area for some reason were my legs. Like, I, throughout my life, I had a lot of people impel like thunder thighs and, or I mean, you know, just, and then even in, I believe, well, I used to study dance too, and my body wasn't exactly like a ballet dancer's body. It was a little bulkier. And so there were certain areas of my body that I remember people saying things, you know, about. So anyways, the point being is that this group, I realized like, wow, if I just drop my barriers and be really vulnerable and just post a photo, because it is awkward to be like, I'm posting a photo of my legs, am I being self-centered? But if I just like dropped my barriers, I posted a photo. The thing that was amazing about it is that there was this community of people that received me and received like the beauty of me. And it was like in them receiving like, oh my gosh, you're amazing. You're beautiful. Your legs are just great just the way you are. You're perfect the way you are, you know, or not perfect, but it did something for me where it was almost like I could acknowledge my whole being. And you would never have thought like somebody acknowledging like, oh, you, what are you talking about, girl? You know, about mm-hmm. your legs, how that acknowledgement yes. of those things, because that was the area I would keep hidden and secret. And as soon as I put the, like, showed my legs and said, these are my legs, and I took it out of hiding and people acknowledged mm-hmm. how brilliant I am, then I was like, oh, maybe I can love more parts of me. So that was like a big thing for me. And I was like sometimes crying and sometimes like, this is great. And yeah, so I could say more, but I think that's kind of gives you a sense of some of it for me.
Thank so. You. Well,
you're so welcome.
It's really interesting that it can be such a simple question and where
yeah.
it can take you. And
exactly.
Right. And both of these ladies are dancers too, which I find interesting that when I was reading Meredith's bio that she's been a choreographer and a dancer. And so you would, in my world, I see the beauty of dancing and I'm like, oh my gosh, how do they even have any judgments or criticisms of themselves at all, right, from an outside point of view? And yet I know that those kinds of things, you know, judgment and everything is a very personal thing. And so for these challenges, even take a picture of your nose or your hands or whatever it is, you know, talk about this part of you where it can just, it can put you in this place of looking at something that you've actually never even looked at before, so that you can, if there's something there that you would like to change, that you can change it by, like Sylvia said, taking that out of hiding and bringing it up and going, oh, well, that's an interesting point of view, and maybe I don't want to do that anymore. So,
yeah. And right? the thing I realized, I'll just say, is that a lot of the things that I was judging myself for, I realized they weren't even my own judgments. And so that was such a big thing when I realized, oh, wow, what if I can just kind of peel away the judgments others have had and just have myself be uncovered? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's all.
And just to, it's so great that you brought up the part about dancers.
yeah.
Because I think something I've been noticing is how perhaps dancers are some of the most judgmental about their own bodies because mm-hmm. they stand in front of a mirror in very tight clothing for much of their like early training. Mm-hmm. And so I think often like what we create in dance or what artists create is a miracle, considering it is, you know, if we aren't sort of aware or if the stuff is just starting to come to awareness, how much we create miracles in moving our bodies in the way that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for the work of I Am Beauty because it like really was like, okay, So if I'm not so in judgment of this part of my body, then how does it want to move? And how does it want to communicate energy? And I mean that, of course, like, it's cool because like dance can be like this little incubator of like, well, what could the whole world be like if we all were a little bit more in love with ourselves?
Yeah.
You know, in love with all of those little parts that, like, that was really sort of what shifted as the I Am Beauty weekend was this, like, hey, if we could all just be a little bit nicer to ourselves, would we maybe just be a little bit nicer to the earth and to the people we don't know that live next to us? So it's so cool because you can see this, like, zoom in, zoom out of, like, again, I go back to, like, well, we all love to post on social media today, or that's the culture today, and it can be so absent-minded, but, like, really, I Am Beauty can, like, also can alter that to, like, conscious, sharing conscious awareness, conscious, like, being with ourselves and then with each other.
Yeah. So.
Totally.
Dance incubator. There we go.
Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for this conversation. And this program that Cassie and Sarah have started, you know, it started as a Facebook group, and it has become this movement where people around the world are literally embracing it and going, oh my gosh, there is something different. And, you know, to blow through all the definitions and parameters of what beauty is. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You guys are listening today to Imperfect Brilliance with Betsy, Sylvia, and Meredith. We'll be back in just a couple. Thank you.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten. And we want to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, guys. You're listening to Imperfect Brilliance today with my guests, Sylvia and Meredith. And we are talking about the I Am Beauty movement and how it has changed all of our lives. And I would love, Meredith, for you to talk a little bit about the two-day class that you just attended. There in Vancouver, there is another one coming up in New York City, the end of May, and it's a 2.5-day class. So you were at the premiere class of it. So these classes, for anybody listening who might not know, they started out, people were asking for tasters. So they were doing, you know, a 2-3-hour evening class. And from that, there's a lot of background noise.
Sorry, is that wind? Might be me.
Yeah, it sounds like wind, yes. And from that, they demanded to have a longer class because, you know, 2-3-hour class just barely scratches the surface of these amazing conversations. So if you could just tell everybody a little bit about how that weekend was for you, that would be awesome.
You bet. And keep me posted on the wind. It's sunny in Vancouver, but it's still windy. It's not spring
yet.
Yes. So, oh goodness, where do I start? 2.5 days with Sarah and Cassie is guaranteed to change your life. yeah, I would. I mean, where do I start? Well, I think the essence of that weekend, truly, or the opportunity to spend 2.5 days with Sarah and Cassie on this topic of I Am Beauty, is really to blow the lid off of what we perceive beauty to be. And really, like, all the ways we've locked that into our body as judgment and limitation and perception and projection. And if you could just think of, like, it's like armor that you wear in, as we talked about, all these different places where you're either protecting or you're willing to let the world see that part of you. And it's like, I think of Captain Marvel or superheroes where they just like blow it all off and they're like, this is me. And what I'm such a cool image. And like what I really mean by that is that we spent a part of the day talking about inner beauty versus outer beauty and how there's such a, it's almost like, If you're good with yourself on the inside, it doesn't matter what you look on the outside. So there's these two worlds that are against each other, or that's sort of the judgment. Like if I have inner beauty with myself, then I'm here in the world, or I'm in this better place than everybody else. Which, when you actually think about it, doesn't really like make a lot of sense to live that way. But how many of us do? Put a value on inner beauty versus outer beauty, or the other way around. So what I would say in the 2.5 days is, like, we got to look through that whole internal landscape and external landscape of our exterior bodies and create, like, total connection and communion in those two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's that place where you're just able to be with all of you. And ultimately, then you're able to be with everybody else around you. And so how the world looks like after the 2.5 days with Sarah and Cassie was like, it's like putting on glasses where you just, you look at everything as beautiful. Like, I walked around and I was like, like, this city is beautiful. My mom is beautiful. My sister is beautiful. My niece is beautiful. My dad is beautiful. My dance students that I teach are beautiful. Like, it went from being a stamp. I realized how much we have a, like, oh, you're beautiful. And then it's like a little tattoo you have, kind of, or a badge. And it went from that to just, like, being with the beauty of people as an energy. And one of the cool things, it was the Monday after I went to go teach ballet to some girls that I didn't know. I hadn't taught for them before. It was like just coming in for a few weeks to work with them, and they're about 13, 14 years old. So really at that pinnacle of where they're starting to kind of lock in perspectives of their body in the mirror. And I was teaching them ballet, you know, which has a whole illusion of perfection and beauty that we strive for endlessly, or taught to strive for endlessly, I would say. And I was teaching them, and I kept saying, beautiful. Oh, that's so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I, first of all, thought, like, how many times have I actually said that word teaching and teaching ballet? Like, I had this new awareness of it. But I saw them, I saw the dancers, like, and it was, you know, to individuals or to the whole class. And I would just see, like, this smile wash over their whole bodies, or just, like, their little cheeks curl up. And it's like they received that energy rather than, oh, she said I'm beautiful, now I have to be like this, and I'll know I'm beautiful again. And I watched the class happen with such ease, and they had so much confidence in their bodies. And to get to that level with 13 and 14-year-olds, with having that, like, meeting them instantly, I was like, what did I do this weekend with Sarah and Cassie? And, like, how much, you know, if this is with girls that, where there's rapport automatically created because I'm not projecting at their bodies, I'm actually inviting them to something totally different, which is to be in that communion with their bodies. And they were totally willing to receive it because they're 13 and 14 and they haven't built up all those barriers yet. And that they could walk away with, like, oh, I'm beautiful being here. And it wasn't about the steps that they did. It was just, like, them.
You know, and these conversations, to have these conversations with children and to have them realize that there are different ways for all of us to be, and to teach them, you know, because we, for most of us, we were not taught these kinds of things. I mean, some of us were, but a majority of people were not. And, you know, to have these conversations and to show them what true beauty is, and to have communion with yourself and with your body and with others around you is, to me, an absolutely priceless gift that we can be for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think of, like, them not even going into rejection of themselves because someone showed them something different. You know, and that, like, what I love about this work is that it's something that they embodied. So they, their body will remember that, and they can call that, rather than, like, oh, going into some sort of logical, like, oh, I should be nicer to myself. Like, they can just have that energy for forever now.
And so for you, Sylvia, thank you so much, Meredith, for this. Wow. And I'm curious, Sylvia, for you, how has dancing changed by incorporating what you have learned and embraced with yourself and beauty and what that means for you and your body?
That's
just
a great
question.
Simple. I'm just going to give you the energy over the radio. Got it? There we go. No, well, first I want to say thanks so much, Meredith, for what you said, because I just, yeah, that was amazing. Just, I had so many awarenesses for myself. So what's changed for me? The thing that's really changed for me is this ability to see the beauty in my uniqueness. I mean, we all have such, we all have so many similarities, but then just to those things that in the past I would judge as so different, I started just really embracing and getting that that is actually part of me and who I am and who I be. And it was this kind of total incorporation of the unique being I am. And I mean, for me, it's still a process. I still have moments where I'm like, you know, I'm not perfect yet, but overall,
thank goodness.
Thank goodness. That would be so difficult. No,
boring.
But it's this whole boring.
No, it's this whole thing of I just really truly made me receive myself so much more, and in the receiving of just all those places that I thought were just gross or icky or even like internally, you know, just receiving all of me and realizing that's the unique being I am. It also the same thing that Meredith talked about, how she was just like beautiful, like I've seen so many of these videos on, even on Facebook, of people that are super unique, or they might have been born without like arms or legs, and they still like, and then they choose to keep creating. And then those transformations where they actually, those moments where they actually receive themselves and love themselves for who they are, they're so beautiful too. Like we all are. So what I noticed is in terms of the way I move through the world and dance, I'm more able to be me and dance and not judge like the movement in my body as I move. And you know, that one thing Meredith said, so I've been to evening classes and in the I Am Beauty group. I haven't yet been to a 2.5 day, but I'm going to New York. I'm excited.
I'm excited for that
change. And what I really loved what Meredith spoke of that's in the class is that thing, that piece of like our inner beauty and outer beauty. And I so many times separated, like where I was like, well, I'm beautiful inside, so whatever. I won't put on any makeup. I don't care, you know, like screw your world. But the thing is what if we can embrace all of it, the inner and outer? And yeah, I love this conversation. It's amazing.
Wow. And you know what seems to be kind of a theme going through our conversation today is truly communion and a sense of connection that at such a deeper level than maybe ever before. And would you guys agree with that?
Totally. It's like a receiving of yourself more, of the world around you. I feel Meredith has something to say. Go, girl.
Yeah. you're so great. another thing I just wanted to add about the weekend was tribe and tribe energy. Mm. And it's, I don't want to give away too much since I know you're going to New York. but Sarah and Cassie,
I'm okay with spoilers,
have this. Sarah and Cassie spend this incredible morning, and we do this incredible exercise about tribe energy and what it means to really have someone else's back and also have your own back. And I realize like that's that piece of communion, that there isn't, you, so much of this world is like, take care of everybody else and, you know, you're kind, compassionate, and then good things should happen to you, or some weird distortion of whatever, that like, if I do this for you, then I will have these things. And it's funny because I think we're just starting to realize like it doesn't really work that way. It's like, and it also doesn't work like, well, I only take care of me and I don't care about you. Like there's something far beyond that, but it's such an untapped resource until now, I'll say. Until now with Cassie and Sarah. And it just was this, like, when you think about beauty, we tend to go like, oh, she's beautiful. And so now there's a separation of like, well, I'm not, or, you know, I'm not sure, or I don't want to say she's beautiful because then that means I'm not beautiful. Like, it's just such a, in that reality of talking about beauty that a lot of growing up is there that like separation that happens. And so the gift of I Am Beauty is something so beyond this reality and so beyond that context of me over you to like, and they talk about it in the Facebook group, in the 30-day challenge too, is like, we have your back in this. If anybody is saying anything or any business that's not in line with what we're all up to, like, we have your back. And that can sound like, you know, girls got your back. But it goes so far beyond it in the weekend. Tribe energy.
You know, I was going to say that one thing you said about, I was just realizing that one thing you said about
You know, when you see somebody else and you see their beauty, and then that's a way a lot of people separate. What I found in that I Am Beauty Free group is that oftentimes when I, which was the opposite of that, was that when I acknowledged somebody else's beauty, it was almost like I was able to acknowledge my own beauty even more. It was a totally shift in the way they created that, which was so amazing. And I get it's the structure of the group that makes it so instead of separating, you're like, wow, look at your hair, or look at this about you. And then you're like, yeah, I like this about, or, you know, like, wow, look at you being you, amazing. And then that also kind of, it almost kind of permeates your whole being. Once you, when you're acknowledging these things in others, it also allows you to acknowledge it more about yourself. And yeah, I got excited. I had to say that.
That's so beautifully said. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So true. And it, you know, you in acknowledging anything that you see in someone else, how much we don't tend to look at ourselves in that picture. So for what you just said, like to acknowledge you in whatever you see around you is such an amazing gift that we can give ourselves in any moment of any day. So I wonder for everybody listening, you know, how much more could you gift yourself, like right now, how much more could you acknowledge of who you already are in this moment that you've maybe never done before? So here's our second break, ladies. Thank you so much for being with me today, and we'll be back shortly.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Thank you all so much for joining in on our fabulous conversation today. And before we get started back, because before we know it, it will be the end of the show. So I would like to take just a moment to invite people to a creation that I have, which is the 10 Keys to Changing Your Life, Tools in Action. And this is based off, and it's a 5-week online event, and it is based from the book, The 10 Keys, Tools That Will Change Your Life. And these are things that I have implemented in my life that, and it's 10 Keys to Freedom. Sorry, I said the book name wrong. But these are things that I have implemented in my life that have truly, truly changed my life. And I invite you guys to play along. If it's something that interests you, you can email me at accessbetsy@gmail.com. You can find me on
Facebook, through my public profile page or my personal page or Imperfect Brilliance. Lots of ways to find me, and I'm happy to have a chat with you anytime. So, and I would also like people, if they would like to reach out to you ladies, how could they find you, Sylvia?
You can find me on Facebook at Sylvia Remington, or you can go to, and Sylvia Remington is spelled S-Y-L-V-I-A, Remington, R-E-M-I-N-G-T-O-N, or you can go to the Access Consciousness website, accessconsciousness.com, and do a search of my name and find me there. I'm still in the works of making a website. So.
Awesome. So. Thank you.
Yay.
And what about for you, Meredith?
You can find me on my website, meredithkalaman.com, and also on Instagram at merkaldam.
And can you spell that, please? Because it was a little, you faded out for a minute there, please. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. At Merkal Dance is M-E-R-E and then K-A-L Dance on Instagram or meredithkalaman.com. Yeah.
Well, I will have to find you and add you on Instagram. It's fun to see people and play with them. And then the invitation to you guys are warmly invited to come join us in New York City for the, you can start if you would like to just come to the intro class, which is May 28th, or you, if you know already, you want to jump in for the whole thing, you can find out again the information at iambeauty.space.space, a different website. And I thought, am I writing this down? Am I doing this right? And sure enough, it is iambeauty.space. So you can find out all kinds of information about Cassie and Sarah and this amazing program there. And you're also invited to join the I Am Beauty Facebook group. So it is just so much fun and has changed so many people. Lots of amazing friendships have been formed just from this group. Mm-hmm. So that is our invitation to you. And we were talking right before the break, we were talking about communion and how when you actually acknowledge something in someone else, you're also acknowledging it in you. And I would love for you, Sylvia, can you think of an example of when you actually did that and what it created for you?
I can think of it with people and also actually with inanimate objects, which is kind of a bizarre thing.
Hmm.
There's so many instances. There's been times where I've seen little kids. Oh, sorry, I'm at a conference and people are yelling.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there's been times where, you know, when you're like around a kid who's playing and just having the best time ever and they're just enjoying life. And there's this bubbly energy and they're just like, I'm going to go do this. And then I'm going to go do this. And there's this enthusiasm for living. I'd say that there's been so many times where it's almost like I forgot who I was in the world. And I would witness that. And it was like me acknowledging the joy and possibility and enthusiasm the child was lit me up and made me realize, oh, my gosh, I can choose that too, and I can be that in the world. It's just like it reminded me of that. So that thing of acknowledging the kid, it actually acknowledged the places and spaces I could be that, and then I could start choosing it. And I realized that with all different kinds of people. Like if you go into a space that's luxurious and it opens up your world, and by acknowledging the space, you're like, oh. Or just one other thing I just comes to mind is, I never really used to try on jewelry. And there was this event where I put on this ring and I was like, really, putting on a ring, it's going to light up your body. But the acknowledgement of even the beauty in the ring, all of a sudden my whole body kind of lit up, got lighter. I felt like a little bubbles and happiness. And I was like, wow, it's just acknowledging that beauty everywhere and how much it can actually contribute to you when you acknowledge it.
Wow.
Yeah. Those are some times I thought of.
That's so cool. You know, right now I am taking care of my mother's dog, and she has a puppy. He's 3 months old. The joy that this little creature is, it's such a great reminder of totally the joy of life. Like, he will get excited and happy about everything. It's infectious. He's like, oh, my God, here's a ball. And he goes running after it and comes back, and he's so excited and so happy. And it's such a great reminder to really embrace that joy of life in everything you do. And so I love that you brought that piece in about the childlike wonder. It's so true. When you see life through the eyes of children and little puppies, they don't have the upset and the point of view of like that life is hard and life is awful, or and sometimes kids will do that, like, for a drama effect or trying to get their way on something. But as a general rule, they enjoy everything they do. So I wonder, somewhere along the line, we kind of forget that. And then to learn it again or to be reminded of it and to say, oh, I can choose that anytime of any day, and then to choose it and what it creates and the beauty that you see in everybody who is that energy, it's contagious.
Yeah.
Like, I want that, right? And you're like, I'll do that. I'll do that. So
yeah,
I love that.
Just receiving that beauty. Like, I love that you said that, the receiving the beauty of others. Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's truly what it is. And then when you receive it, it's like, it opens up your world even more. So thanks.
It really does. So I wonder, in all this conversation about beauty and blowing away all of the decisions and the conclusions and the judgments and the parameters that we have about it, now what truly is possible, ladies, with all of it? Did I lose you?
No, not at all. I was just like, I was actually asking, what is possible? Because immediately we desire to go to an answer. And I was just like basking in the space of like, okay, so what is possible? Yeah, I love that space just sat there. It was like, expansion.
Yes,
more,
totally.
More of us.
Oh, I love that answer. More of us. And so what invitation
more,
would...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. And more
no,
of...
No, I just, like, when you said more of us, and then it was just that conversation you had at the beginning of when Meredith was talking about the 2.5-day class, this more of a communion with everything. Like if we're embracing the beauty of ourselves and the beauty of others and the beauty of, like, nature around us, like, what a huge communion. Like, what kind of world would we be in? That's when you said, what else is possible? I was like, oh my gosh. It was like just the planet we would live on, right? With that level of acknowledging beauty and, oh my gosh. Mm. Okay. I'm excited.
That's beautiful. No, it's so true. And so that's what I was going to ask, is, the invitation that we all are and what we can be by being what we've talked about this whole time and on several shows previous, all about, from different people, have had men on here, and we've really talked about so many beautiful things around what else truly is possible when you just blow away any confines of any of this. And in that, what invitation is it for all of us to step into something that's never been here before, and what so many people are desiring to create? Everybody, like, people are just so tired of the fighting and the judgment and so much of what's going on. And it's like, okay, then what can we be and do to change that?
And so conversations beautiful. Like this, right? Like, okay, let's do it. And then what can we do? You know, sometimes people think, well, I'm just one person. I'm just one person living my life. How can I can't really do anything. And yet we all know that that's so not true. One person, you know, you can be having the worst day ever and somebody smiles at you and it changes your whole life, right? Or changes your mood or a quick conversation or a hug or a phone call from somebody and things can totally shift. So anywhere that any of you guys think that you don't matter and that you can't make a difference, how about if you reach out to a friend of yours and just tell them something, you know, your smile is beautiful or thank you for being in my life or, you know, whatever that is for you. And see what that does for that person. I was in an exercise one time with a bunch of people in a professional setting, and the exercise was write down, I think, five things of what you see in everybody that was around the table. And then people didn't say who it was for, and then people were matching it up. And it was really interesting. Everybody pretty much had everyone else, like they could figure out who it was. And the words were so, and it was one word, five different words about that person, but a one word thing. And it was such a beautiful exercise that I actually went and carried that on to my other friends and just sent them words that I saw about them. And the feedback was amazing. Like what it did in their world. So truly, you guys listening, what do you gift people that you never have acknowledged? Excuse me. And that whole acknowledgement piece that we talked about a little earlier, I wonder how all of this could, what it could create and what it could contribute to you and your friends and your neighbors and your family and your coworkers. And every person you come in contact with. Wow.
Beautiful.
That sounds pretty beautiful.
What? Good.
Yeah. There was one. We talked about, you know, when the more you acknowledge, like when you acknowledge something, it creates more of it. So you have to acknowledge it within yourself if you're also seeing it.
Yes.
But it also gives that thing that there's more of that in the world. There's more of that energy. So I think, you know, the piece about sometimes we're so afraid to acknowledge because we think like, well, this will take away from me. And it's like actually the opposite is true or possible. And when we do that, we have more allowance for ourselves, for everyone else. In the world, like that's the biggest thing I've noticed too, is just this space to be with people wherever they're at. And even if, you know, even if my roommate's like grumpy, I'm like, she's still beautiful. it's like almost like a grumpiness is beautiful or something, you know? And it takes a space where the traumas and the dramas don't really like survive long. They're almost like uninteresting, you know, because acknowledging what is so much more interesting than creating something to know that I'm, you know, important or real or that I matter.
Okay.
So that allowance and acknowledgement.
That's so true. Like, you know, for all of us, we being heard, being acknowledged, saying that you matter, gosh, that's such a gift right there. Thank you for that piece, truly.
Thank you.
So we just have a couple of minutes left, and I would love, like, Sylvia, any last words from you, and then last words from Meredith. And thank you guys so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having us both on. I've gotten so much out of everything you've said. I mean, it's amazing. Thank you.
Thank
any
you.
Last words?
I always have words. But I kind of get everything that we talked about is really it. And that thing of like those things you hide about yourself that you think nobody's going to like you if you bring them to light. What if people uh-huh. will love you even more? What if they'll have even more gratitude for you? Because what I've noticed, I mean, is that those things that I was so scared wow. to show people, when I was vulnerable and just was like, hey, like that, you know, that movie, Greatest Showman, when they're like, this is me, like yeah. the lady with the beard, like they just show up and they're like, this is me. It's like, there's a level of vulnerability, but when you are that vulnerable and people embrace you, you're like, oh my gosh. And a lot of times we hide those things. But what if, like, here's a community of where you actually can show up with all your freaking warts, with all, like, because I have some nasty things too, right? And then there's still people like, you're still freaking awesome. So that's it. Oh, shoot. Meredith. Good words. I'll go super fast.
Thank you. Thank
just what would it take
it.
For...
Go ahead.
Yeah, what would it take for beauty to spread, just ripple across this earth like wildfire and be the change that we're all truly desiring.
This energy. I love yes! it. Oh my gosh, I love it. Thank you, ladies, so
Thank you,
much.
Meredith.
I'm
you
so
rock.
Grateful.
Thank you.
New York and play with us,
ladies. Thanks, Sarah Cassie. Go to New York. You'll have the best time. Yay, Sarah Cassie.
Bye-bye.